Another thing that I like to say is invest in items with multi-purpose functions. So that can be a bed with drawers underneath. That way you might not need to go and purchase cupboards or another chest of drawers. So you've bought one item with lots of cool features.
Hey guys, happy new year and welcome back to the Unpack podcast. This year we aim to give you tools to help you make smart money moves that can have a big impact on your property buying and selling journey. Today I'm chatting to an interior designer. So whether you're moving into a new apartment or a new home, or if you want to upgrade your current furniture, these tips will come in handy.
Hi guys, I'm Adi. I'm an interior designer and a parenting and lifestyle blogger. I have two beautiful children, Hunter and River.
When did you decide you'd like to become an interior decorator? Because we studied together and we studied marketing, and When did this happen? Because I was out of the country for 5 years and then I come back and Eddie's an interior designer.
After studying a few years, I started with corporate communication and then I went on to do a business degree. I was really trying to find who I was and learn about myself at such an awkward age. I was trying to find what makes me happy, and studying and academia, it was not my strong point. Yeah. I started noticing that as time went by, I was really good with my hands and I have an insanely creative eye. So I would see things and I would fix it up. I would do something about it, and using my hands and obviously my creativity, and you know, there would be magic afterwards. And I started diving into using my hands more and kind of focusing away from textbooks and rather into textures, if you want to say so, and fabrics. And I found myself just absolutely loving working with decor. I loved transforming a space, seeing something look maybe undone or look really inappropriate for a specific space, and then trying to figure a way around it, and boom, it's beautiful. I love the rewarding feeling that came with that, and I just started going into it without even having studied, and then only did I decide to get rather formally educated in it.
Wow, that's really cool. So when it comes to houses, I just bought my first place here in South Africa, and
yes, congrats.
Do you have any tips for somebody who's furnishing their home so how can I furnish my house without breaking the bank?
Okay, I do have a few tips for you. Number one, Facebook Marketplace is your friend. Girl, you cannot go wrong. You cannot go wrong. There are multiple people from multiple walks of life, all with diverse stories, with diverse products. There is a wealth of product on the marketplace, and people are trying to get rid of this stuff at a reasonable price. It is always affordable, I can promise you that. So yes, just be safe. Facebook Marketplace is your friend. And the second thing, upcycle. Upcycle hand-me-downs or thrifted items like couches, tables, cupboards, mirrors, even seating areas. It's really fun and it's a great creative way to spruce up some of your old loved items, and it's always affordable because all you need is maybe a spray paint, or perhaps you just need to sand something down and give it a varnish. It's always the more affordable option. So yes, upcycle. There's also the special sentimental value in an item if your mom or your grandmother or something handed you down, and you get to keep that, so that's wonderful. Okay, the third is used soft furnishings like rugs and scatter cushions, or perhaps even throwovers to conceal patches, stains, and that will help you to save money instead of getting a couch upholstered. If your dog has bitten something or whatever the case is, you can still use it and it can still look beautiful. Throw something over it and you would never even know. So that is a great tip that I like to use. Instead of trying to fix the whole problem, fix something, fix the issue in a small way so that it doesn't break your back. So the next one will be, don't be afraid to use color. You might have a really, really small space, or you might have a large space, but either way, you don't need a lot of furniture to make it feel like home. If you can use a pop of color in a bathroom, perhaps, even if it's just with the rug that you use on the floor, the bath mat, even if it's your towels, there's just a little bit of that, hey, this is my space, as you walk into the room. And that can just be done with color. You are going to use a tablecloth anyway, right? So why use a plain, boring white one? Why use a plain, boring black one? Use something with maybe a floral pattern or geometric shapes. And you know, when people walk into your home, they're going to be like, wow. And that's that homey feeling that you want. So the next one is just go room by room. Whether you have an apartment or a house or whether you have a mansion or a farm, either way, you're never going to be able to get it done on time with all the money in the world. You really need to just take it step by step. That's the best way to not break the bank. If you try to start with small spaces like the guest toilet, that's the first place that people are going to walk in when they come to your place. Perhaps the kitchen and the lounge. Those are the most public places in your home. Start with those. Then at a later stage, you can work on your bedroom where people don't often walk in. Another thing that I like to say is invest in items with multi-purpose functions. So that can be a bed with drawers underneath. That way you might not need to go and purchase cupboards or another chest of drawers. So you've bought one item with lots of cool features. That's like also maybe a sleeper couch. A sleeper couch, you can use it for obviously for seating, for guests or for yourself, but it can also double up as a bed. So another reason to have people over, and yet you've only bought one item.
Yeah.
So those are my tips for you.
This episode is sponsored by Danielle Desir. Before we continue, new homeowners, listen up. If you need help organizing and optimizing your finances, Danielle Desir's new book, Managing Your Money as a New Homeowner, shares practical tips for pricing repairs and home renovations, ways to automate your home loan payments, and the lessons she learned the hard way so you don't have to. Managing Your Money as a New Homeowner is now available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, and more. If you need more motivation, head back to episode 1 and listen to my interview with Danielle.
So when it comes to important items and purchases for you and your family, what were the top three things that you bought? And in terms of purchases, you said we should go room by room. So start with the rooms where you'll be having the most people come in. So for example, I've like done my living room and my kitchen, but I haven't really done anything upstairs. So I just bought beds. Should I be ranking my purchases by priority? Do you recommend doing that?
I would do that considering the country that we live in. For example, security. If you live in a safe area, you know, you're probably going to want to invest in security if you don't live in a safe area. I would suggest things like curtains. You've done nothing upstairs, but that's okay. But so long as you have curtains on your windows, no one can see in and no one will know. So that's actually super important. So yeah, I would think about things like security. If you have children, that is the next best thing. Are your kids safe and secure and sorted? Do they have the bare necessities in their room? You know, those are the things you think of as a mom. If you are a young professional, do you have Wi-Fi? Do you need it for your work? I mean, you can have a very inexpensive couch as an example. But if you need to work, do you need a table and do you need Wi-Fi? Like, that is a priority. Your work needs to come first, or your children, or your safety. Like, those are your three key things, in my opinion. Obviously, food and groceries is small stuff. But in terms of furniture, I would go for a couch. I would go for an alarm system, perhaps, curtains, and obviously the bare necessities like beds and knives and forks and stuff like that. But yeah, I would rank it in that way.
So I saw on your Instagram, you're doing a whole lot of DIY projects. Can you tell me more about that? And how did you start doing? Yeah. Well, I've done like a few DIY, but I haven't done any major things. I saw you just repainted your daughter's room and you're doing other stuff. So why should somebody consider a DIY project? Is it really hard? Do you need a lot of things? And can you tell us more about your project? What are you working on?
Okay, so I'm working currently on my son's bedroom now. We've recently moved in level 3. We moved out of our home and we've moved into my in-law's place because it was standing empty. And we figured why stress, and it's also closer to the kids' grandparents, you know. So we figured why stress about not seeing family when we could literally be around the corner from them. And also in a home that's fully set up, very old, but fully set up. we are in need of nothing. And it just made sense considering the pandemic that we face ourselves in. We were renting at our previous place. So we're here, and my daughter needed some things in her room to make it feel cozy and homely and safe for her. So we gave her a little beautiful makeover. The reason I chose DIY is because being in the pandemic, funds are not overflowing. So instead of having to buy new everything, for example, I fixed up an old mirror and I made it look pretty. Instead of paying for a mural on her wall, I painted it myself. I just had to educate myself via YouTube. But yeah, it's always the more affordable option. And again, I mentioned earlier, if you have significant items with great value, and it's sentimental to you, you get to restore that and have it in the space as well, which is a really feel-good moment. You know, when you walk in and you see your grandmother's kist or something like that. So, yeah, I would say it's definitely a great and affordable option. Also, you get to give something a facelift and a new shot at life. So why throw something away when all it needs is a coat of paint? Currently in my son's room, what I'm working on now is we have bought a new bed, a big boy bed. It's a double bunk, but his cupboards are really old, and we don't have the money right now to fully install a brand new wall-to-wall shelving. So what I've just decided to do was give it a sandpaper, some varnish, and a pop of paint, and new handles, brand new. It looks amazing. So I can't wait to share that with you.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the photos. So one more question. Do you do interior designing for other people? So if I wanted your services, how would I be able to reach you?
I have a blog with all my information and also my service offerings. I have Instagram and all the socials. I have service offerings that include digital offering. I can assist you digitally through Zoom. You can send me images. I can create a mood board for you. I can help you shop. I can shop for you and then just have it sent to your house. There are, you know, social media and the internet has made life so easy and affordable right now for everybody. I would like to come in and view your place. You know, that is obviously the most amazing opportunity because I get to install myself. But given that we cannot travel, given that some people feel very unsafe with regard to letting people in their homes, I haven't been working in my craft for other people since the pandemic. But yes, ideally, I would like to get back into going into homes and doing things for people myself. So my Instagram is @homewithAD. My Facebook is also @homewithAD. And my personal Facebook page is AD Abrahams. And you can just, contact me anywhere there. I'm not very active on Facebook, but Instagram is definitely my space. My blog is called Home with AD. And you can just type it in on the Google search box and you'll see me over there.
Perfect. Thank you so much, AD, for taking time to chat to me.
Love this episode? Make sure to visit our website, www.unpack.co.za, to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content. If you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply told a friend about us, that would be helpful too. Thank you for listening.